Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah.
To the river, you could have come.
And I want to sing.
There's a lot, y'all. About America, about black folks, Anglo-Saxons, and what's going on with us right now. I mean, when you got a whole
I wanted to share a breaking news story
people.
With you because it has a lot to do with everything that
we're allowed to come
here
because we built the country.
And how it's especially
and they just take over the city, take over the country with their flags and independence. Well, if Mexico got their independence, look, they should be celebrating that in Mexico. Maybe that's why they shouldn't be crossing the rivers and stuff. I probably shouldn't be saying that. But the fact that if black folks go down there and shut up that, try to, you're throwing in the paddy wagon and all, they folks should shut down. And you live downtown, you just scared to death. They got firecrackers, they got this, they got that. But the new superintendent kind of handled it. He did better than the other ones. But, I mean, how can someone from another country do they flags and take over your streets? That let you know how we're going. I mean, they have, and it's going to be all of, because a lot of them live in, they're going to be doing whatever community they're living in right now. And I don't care. Everybody should be proud of who they are and where they came from and all of that. But it's really something. I want y'all to take a moment and just kind of think about it, because a lot of stuff is going on with us as a people. And by the way, y'all, next week I'm going to try to have Dr. Anderson on. We're going to have a major discussion with that. And I got a bunch of other folks lined up for y'all. But I got to stay on this stuff that's going on with us. And I got to stay on it because, sometimes I'm up at night thinking and praying, because I do be concerned about the future of black people in this country. Not because of white supremacists, not because of race, all that stuff folks talk about, to cause of how people have gotten us and the mindset that these people have put us in. And there's a level of cowardice and fear that goes back to enslavement and Jim Crow. And the thing about that, I think we kind of understood, black folks kind of understood what was going on. We was able to organize around and fight whatever we had to do. But something has happened here, and y'all know I don't know what it is, but there's something about self-determination and ownership. They have fooled us that we don't own America. America is just systemic and racism, and they ain't do. That's all they said to us. We can't get nothing. We got to dumb it down to education. We got to do all this different stuff. You got to hate Trump. You got to do this. All that hate all day long, every day. And they feed us. It's like a broken record. You might not like it, but you keep playing it, you'll start humming that record. And everybody have been directing our brains. There's money to be made off of black suffering, or just keep your mind there. There's some folks who won't even have a job. Radio or TV, they weren't talking about the atrocity just over and over black people. And it's really sad. And most of them have gotten rich. And most of those people you see, they're not even living around black folks. That's what's so funny. And they talk about how bad, with a white man, this and they all up in their stuff and all of their businesses and smooching with them and drinking with them and they laughing and they coming on back. So we're being directed not by our own people. And then I don't know, and I won't want to say all, but some leadership. And what kind of leadership do we have? Or what are you doing as a person to spark that movement? And I'm not talking about just fighting and tearing down. I had a friend of mine. He had a radio, he had a newspaper. He was part of National Black Publisher, but he passed. His name was Les. And he's out of Pensacola. His paper was Pensacola Exposure. Les told me, he said, "Diver," I said, "What?" He said, "These folks is training out people to be demolition experts. But once they demolish, they don't build." And I think about it all the time, because they don't want us to be building. They want us to demolish so they can step in there and just do. So I have really, I was spend some time next week talking to Dr. Anders. I talked to him when I was there. We didn't get a chance to talk long, but I'm saying, where's the building? But they don't want us to think like that. Now, I want you to take a moment, and y'all want you to think. Every day you get up, you hear this stuff that's in your psyche. When I was growing up, I was told there was nothing I couldn't do. I also was told you got to have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. What did that mean? Black folks, you should get a piece of land or buy a house or something so you can grow you some food. You know, because everybody down south had some kind of a little garden. And if you got a box, you keep it clean. It's your box. Don't let nobody tell you what you should have. If you got a corner, it's your corner, but you got to find your... So that was a whole nother kind of understanding. We was told we had to learn that education was the key. And if you had a nickel, you put your two nickels together and you do your candy store and do all that. So what they have done, I saw these young ladies, and I felt so sorry for them. They were young, too, on TV. And they was acting, oh, no, uh-uh. We were buying, we were this. They have no idea. Oh, we tired of all this systemic racism. I'm looking at these young girls because I had tried to raise my children different. Plus, I gave them independent thoughts. You know that because I got one son that's a Republican. But when I look at these young folks who have not been taught or don't even know or don't have no, they just have this. When they hear, they wake up in the morning, there's death. You know, you see children getting killed. You listen to the rest of the stuff, and they'll fool you like most of the killing is coming from systemic racism and white supremacy. And if you ask folks what systemic racism is, they don't know because they really wouldn't know because what happened is we had these folks who like to lead us. That's why I said give me a Southern white anytime over a liberal Northerner because they'll smile in your face and stab you in your back and turn the screws. And they want to lead you, not work with you. Now, we work with a lot of people doing a lot of things, but you got folks want to lead us. And when they lead us, it's not for our benefit. When you had, and I told y'all, you can look it up, when Black Lives Matter first came out, and I love black folks because we've been fighting forever for black folks, but it came out of University of Chicago, and it was on their website, and a lot of folks read it. It said to destroy the nucleus family. That was their goal. And they were being led. There's a lot of folks that was caught up that really believed in the blackness and everything. But you had folks at the top. And we talk about it on this show. And I had all of y'all to go look at the website. And y'all was looking until they took it down. And the nuclear family to the black folks, one just husband and wife. The nuclear family was the auntie, the grandmama, how we had our family. Because they studied why they weren't able to destroy black people. And they had to study how we operate. Because the aunties, Jimelita, Jamil, and all of them, they like mamas to all of my grandchildren, my brothers and sisters' children. We have a nucleus. I'm grandmama. I'm big mama. We had a way that we created from the time we was enslaved. And we had to we set up a different thing because we had to survive. So when they said they were going to destroy the nuclear families, so today then became our parents telling us what to do. You're too stupid. We got to bring down the math and the and read it so you can and decide you got to go slow. You know, keep on telling me to go slow, but I need someone. I might find that someone. See, I got my new Brianna over here. She's going to be fine. She's young, too. I'm going to, when I get through with her, she's going to be all right. I'm teaching her. She's young like my children. But that's my new engineer, a young black woman, and I'm going to work with her. But this stuff is real serious. And I got a lot. I want to talk to you. I got so much stuff in the paper. Plus, I want to educate y'all on some things about the land question, about education. And folks said, well, we ain't doing that. We ain't together. I said, that's not true. When black folks dare to step out with a new paradigm and begin to push that needle, all hell break loose. I'm an example. I have no hang-ups or nothing because I'm on God's program. But when you say, get 70% of the land to black folks, they say, whoa. And then you start seeing these houses build up. Or you say, we're going to believe in choice for education, and we're going to build stuff in businesses, all hell break loose. Y'all have to understand, and these same folks y'all think that's leading y'all, God rest Ogletree's soul, he was our attorney. We put together the most comprehensive repairing the damage reparation program in this country, and they understood where it was going. I remember John Rogers saying everywhere he went, he in the business community, and them white business communities all over this country had the Third Ward map on their wall. I remember Lerone Bennett telling me he was word because it was not a think tank. And I met with him and John's mother folks. These folks was coming after me, and he was upset because he was trying to pull together some money and think tank so we can push back. And I'm in his last book that he wrote. And this is no ego, this is education. And I remember him saying that, oh, they're going to come for you, because we had to structure the whole country. We had this northeast, southeast, the country was structured. We was having hearings all over this country in different little sections. And what were we doing? And we passed an ordinance, not a resolution, that said repair this damage. We weren't playing like people. Give me my money. Give me this. No, we was very structured. And they don't like black folks to be structured, because if you're structured, they can't penetrate you. So they have to kill you politically or physically. It's just that simple, you know. And to begin to pull in all of these people and all of this history, they said, well, you weren't getting, yes, we was. And the ordinance down there now, I don't know whether the aldermen that they're now is looking at it. Now, I think they should and make sure. And in the slavery disclosure ordinance, it says that you have to list your predecessor company or any company going back however it got started with their relationship with slavery. And that's how we took that money from leaving the contract, because they didn't comply. And that got them all nervous. So they'll take control of the reparation movement. I'm going 2 minutes. I'll be okay. I got to take a break, y'all. I got to do what Brianna said, because she's new and she's doing all right. Give me 2 minutes, Brianna. Okay. I'm going to do everything she tell me, because she's going to end up being good. So they had to take control of the narrative on reparation, and they did. And they took people all, because we had this country organized. When I began to see the white liberals writing, some of these folks writing stuff talking about, yeah, we need to do this. And I looked and found out that my father had something to do. My family had something to do. And they began to take the narrative somewhere else. And they began to tell folks, you're going to get your 30 and knowledge does not say that. You know, we was getting ready to build like for lack of anything else, a Marshall Plan. And what they tell me doing for other folks now. And where we was going to put money, we weren't trying to get around money. We was going to build what we had, what we was able to have, not only the Marshall Plan for education, economics, for our mental stuff, all this stuff, but for the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. And that stuff was so laid out, we had Dr. Anna Thompson, God rest his soul, he gone, Conrad. Gone. A lot of our folks, Joanne Watson from Detroit, gone. You know, and Dr. Anna Thompson wrote down how we was going to move. He was in charge of putting together that Marshall Plan for us. And they decided, that's what I mean about destroying stuff when black folks do it. We can't have this. And to begin to look at the education system and to literally put land on hold. And they said, Dorothy Tillman gave all the land to her people. And black folks believe that stuff. And they never came to me and looked to see when I was trying to explain to them that the land was on hold for black folks. And black folks began to come in and build. The African American Home Builder Association was building. The business folks was coming. And we gave all that land on Indiana to a black woman to build all them houses. We were moving. And they said, we got to stop this. And all hell broke loose. Every union, teachers union really put it on. All these folks came from all over the country. If you looked on that election day, and I'm not bitter, I want you to know, because God is in control, I always move with the Spirit of God. From everywhere, because black folks were mobilizing, organizing, and we got all of the other aldermen who had land. I have a question, a reason for the land, so I'm going to deal with this immigration stuff in a minute. All of them, I got Trotman to put her land on hold. Okay, she was in the 20th Ward. I had a lot of land. Coleman, myself, and Matlin. So the land was all in the black wards. And we had control of it. And they said, hell no. So we got to cut off the head. But I got to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm trying to tell y'all something here. You know, y'all get guided by people. Some are, oh, yeah, I know Dorothy Timmer gave all that land to her children, and she's just taking all that money. And they begin to say stuff. That's why I don't jump. Everybody says, he's like, Trump, no, you can't tell me about him, because the same thing they said about him, they said it about me when they want to fool you. I like to take time and look at stuff. I don't care whether it's about you. You can't tell me. Somebody can't come tell me something about you. I got to see. But I got to take a break because I'm leading up to something here, y'all, because they're supposed to celebrate independence. I'm leading up to the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, and I'm going to try to work on y'all mind and see what we can do. Get your coffee and wherever you are in the country, because we got to do something here. Do we going to be extinct like the Indians? I'm telling you. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, our number 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk. If you miss us, you can always go back. And I don't know what they're able to do on Facebook and X, because they chatterbanned me before they did anybody, y'all. They chatterbanned me 15 years ago. So this is Coffee Tea and a Conversation with Me right in the great city of Chicago. Dorothy Wright Tillman at WVON. Get your coffee, get your tea. I think I'm going to be gone for how many? 2 minutes? I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes. I'm going to come on back, and I'm going to try to finish kind of what I'm trying to, where I'm trying to go, and I'm going to be taking calls because I want something from y'all today. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Women are the foundation of our communities. Research shows black women may have higher risk for breast cancer and reduced access to breast cancer screening. Jackson Park Hospital and the University of Illinois Cancer Center have teamed up to ensure women get easy access to high-quality mammograms. In need of a mammogram? Visit Jackson Park's Chief Radiologist Dr. Arlene Richardson. Every Monday, women can walk in for breast cancer screening services from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. as part of their Mammo Monday program. They accept patients even if you have no insurance. Call a breast health navigator today at 773-947-7870.
I'm Reverend Mitchell L. Johnson, host of Straight Talk Radio featuring My Community Plan Foundation. Join me Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. as we discuss community transformation. From housing to energy to economic development, our mission is local. Our effect is global. From the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles to the DuSable African American Museum here in Chicago, you will be touched, educated, and informed. Straight Talk Radio, Sundays at 7 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, family. Salim Wakil here. Make sure you check out my show every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. as we inform and inspire the most astute audience in America. Check us out.
Salim Wakil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweat, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense. So bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. I took more than 2 minutes, y'all, but that's all right. I say I got a new engineer. We're working together here. We got to get together that commercial for Cedric the Entertainer coming to Harold Washington Culture Center. We got to play it at the center. We're going to push it. Hey, we back, y'all. So please forgive me, y'all. We back talking Chicago 69 WVON. We're streaming to the WVON.com on iHeartRadio. If you go over on Facebook and group Facebook, y'all. We all right, y'all. Sorry, I took more than 2 minutes. I was looking for a commercial, but it's going to be all right. Because Cedric the Entertainer is going to be at our theater, and he's doing all the comics here. You know, we're kicking off our 20th anniversary for the Harold Washington Cultural Center, and that's just one of the things we're doing. He's going to do the comic with his books and fundraise and help fundraise for the Harold Washington Cultural Center. But we're going to be... all up until May, we're going to be doing things. We're kicking it off with Cedric Entertainer. But listen for the top of the hour, y'all. Okay. I think I helped out a little bit. I want this stuff that's going on today on the Smooth Choose Chicago Music we got going on, y'all, at the Harold Washington. Choose Chicago Music. Jim Lee, send me that stuff. Choose Chicago Music is a program where we let everybody come and do their entertainment, the show us their talent. But I'll come back. Let me go. Whew, that threw me off, y'all. Please forgive me. I got off my groove over there, Brianna, because I need it, you know. But I'm going to come back, y'all, because I need to take some calls. Maybe I can take a few calls before I go. But I had a reason. Give me just two or 5 minutes. I'm going to come to y'all before I can take my break. I had a reason for talking about all this stuff, and I was telling you, when there's someone who is working for a strategic program for our people, there's an interruption coming in place that throws us all off. I'm E. Felton Dorothy. Thank you for all the blah, 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 you know. Joanne, same way she died, they lied on her because she was doing this stuff over there, building up stuff and taking away land. So they know how to psychologically get in our mind. Like right now, they got us not even thinking about what we have to do for our families, for our church. They move folks away to the importance of family. They move people away from the importance of believing in God and this, even this country. Yeah, we got problems. But you got them folks up and down the street, yeah, talking about, with their flag swinging everything. This is our country. This is the only flag you got, because you don't. I'm not telling you about the red, black, and green. I'm not knocking there. Don't get me wrong. But there's no country that would pay attention to that. I'm telling you, this is our country. They make us back up off of all the stuff we had, like hard work, family, all that stuff we had. And we say, I can't do this. And they don't let us study. Because if you study, I hear, like when I hear the Black Entertainment Network, I hear people, my child going to HBCU or my child doing it. How do you think the HBCU got started? You know, you can be have critical thinking and you can just don't know nothing but reading books and don't even understand that. But it got started because our people, you know, the shoulders we standing on, work with other folks to build stuff. When you're talking about Booker T. Washington working with Teddy Roosevelt to build the Tuskegee Institute, but when these people tell you to tear down Teddy Roosevelt's statue, y'all, oh, yeah, tear it down because you didn't understand the history. They know the history. So the thing is to wipe us all the way out, and that's why I was never for knocking down statues, because our children need to understand the history. So we worked. We built schools. You like to talk about that. I hear all this stuff. Oh, we did this. We invented. Yes, we did. But it was a mindset. You know, we did have standards in our community. You didn't want, hey, Ms. Jones, don't tell Ms. Jones her boy got in trouble. The whole family got me. If I got a, they begin to erode the family in a lot of ways. Said you, because you know our institution, our churches, our Masonic lodges. You're talking about our sororities, our families, community. You don't see black folks are not having jumping rope playing, having block parties. They don't even, you know, it's where you are. So they eroded us, and they start guiding us. And that's what we wait on. And the people who made it did not come back to rebuild community. I was looking, and I got so much, I'm going to do later, because they, while we're around here looking at everyday systemic racism and white supremacy, they getting money, they getting educated, they getting education. You know, and they get the contracts where we should be having folks standing up fighting for trades for our children to demand. I'm talking black children have trades. We should demand the education. We should demand dollars for black businesses. Now, I'm not talking about this, oh, support a black. No, I'm talking about what we were talking about when they said, oh, we got to get her out. We are on the wrong program, but we're being guided by other folks. Because they got to get us out the way, and everybody is coming in line, taking over your country that you built. Why? They want you to smoke pot. Not all of our people. Some, so they can manipulate them. It's, they got a thing in the paper yesterday about the psychosis of that stuff that they got out here now. It's messing folks' mind. But while you doing all that and making your grandmama scared to walk down the street, they're steadily building community and taking land. Because they're coming. If you look on your block, you'll see people buying up blocks. And we're focused on the wrong thing. And those of us who are crying in the wilderness trying to tell y'all, and those who know better, because we have more money, y'all, they run away from us. And they somewhere doing their little thing, and they'll come on something and do some social worker stuff every now and then. Or they'll come on TV. Or, and they love, because they know that's something about, oh, white supremacy, systemic racism, all they say, that's embedded in folks' minds. Say, why do you study that? Oh, ain't nothing but some white supremacy. I don't have to study. Why do you get that job? Oh, systemic racism. I mean, what? I don't want to hear all that stuff. The reason we don't have everything is either Trump or white supremacy or systemic racism. Not that we have to buckle down here. Because I'm telling you, when I got so much, the second half I talk about, the campaign created the fund, reduce homelessness. That's all about the immigrants. And I don't want to hear about them. Our people need to get out of it. They're trying to make sure. When you need to look at the CPS shortening high school's admission test, y'all better look at some of this stuff. You know, you better look at some of this stuff that these people are doing to us in terms of education in terms of what they're doing, with how much they're going to spend. Did you see how much money they said they're going to spend on the on the immigrants? I'm a migrant. Illegal immigrants, that's your tax dollars and our tax dollars. It should be against the law for them to increase our taxes to take care of illegal people. That's not right. And most of the people are losing their homes and stuff because they can't afford to pay the taxes. And then other folks are souping in, buying up the land. I know because I get calls every day, want to sell your house? So it's not right. And I'm going to come to the phone in 2 minutes. The purpose of elected officials, public servants, is to be stewardship over the government and over your dollars. This money is not theirs. Even though they act like they're God and make you beg and stuff, it's your tax dollars, whether you buy groceries, whether you buy food, whether you buy food, clothing, whatever you spend. And they're supposed to be good stewards. They're not being good stewards. It's over our money. This is not their money. And to raise, every time it raised tax rate, it wasn't supposed to be raising taxes. Then you're talking about all the taxes for school that they spend, the school system spend. And you even had the president of the CTU saying the schools weren't worth nothing. Why are we fighting for our children and their education? Now, we got folks waving their flags for independence. We need to be trying to see what we got to do. This woman got to fighting this in a CBS at Chicago Police District because they had the bathroom from outside. She said she wasn't using outside. Now, what kind of demand? They come here with all this demand and all what they're not going to do. And the countries they was in, they couldn't even say nothing. Or some of them coming over here, and I hate to sound like that, and y'all can say what y'all want to, of a system that we as black people fought for. Our people have been lynched. We died. We created. And we can't even enjoy. Our children can't get education. They can't get no training. We can't get money for businesses. And those who are struggling, who are doing something, have to go beg for a grant to get something. And then you're going to fight the police. But I'm not going to those toilets out there. They're not clean. Well, you just came across the river in some dirty water. And our children are messed up, the young folks. That's why I try to work with them. When I saw that young girl, she don't know nothing. So let me go to the phone. Taco Chicago 69.7 VON. We're streaming live at www.von.com on iHeartRadio. Take us up. You go. We're on Facebook. And we're on group Facebook. And get us on Blog Talk. I'm trying to go somewhere here where we got to do something, y'all. Just look at all the papers this week. And to see the money is a disgrace and slap you in your face. You better not say, do the squat. Let me go to the phone. Janice, how you doing, Janice? Hello, Janice.
How you doing, Ms. Tillman?
I'm fine.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Turn your radio down, Janice.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. Let me unplug it because I'm going to need old people.
Put her back on hold. Let me go to the next call. I'll come back to you.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine, Art. How you doing?
Good. First of all, I will commend you. You hit everything that I wanted to say. You hit it.
Thank you.
They got most of us defocused, worrying about immigration and all white supremacy and all of these different things. That we won't focus on restructuring and rebuilding and restrengthening the black family, which is the black man, the black woman, and black children. And this whole notion, when I hear most of these callers call in saying that they quote unquote, won't set up trade schools, why won't we set up our own trade schools in our own community? You have all these big churches and organizations and all these people who got money. What is wrong with us sitting on the west side, the south side, with all these black, quote-unquote, so-called educated people, and we say that our black men and women know about the trades? Who's stopping us from opening our own trade school and speaking, talking about the black family and focus on the family and get out of all this distraction, as you say? What is wrong with us?
Well, that's what I was trying to – I'm trying to narrow this stuff down. Now – we have a right for our children. You know, they used to learn trades in school. And we should demand the steward, all this money they putting out here, that's our money too. We just got to come up with a plan. So, no, we're going to put this over for our children. Black, you can put money for our children to have trade as we work together with whatever. I think we need, I kind of understand what you're saying, but we got to pull all that stuff together. But we're being led without knowing there's some subliminal stuff going on with black people. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely. And let me add this point. And I understand very clearly that the tax dollars we should be able to get just like anyone else to use it. In the same token, if we had a facility and we was in motion doing that, then we'd be in a greater and more powerful position when we would demand the resource to help maintain our trade schools and our community, then we would have something actually.
Did you hear what I said when I first came on?
I missed when you first came on.
Yeah,
go right
ahead. And I'm not going to – I'll talk about it later because I talked about those of us who – lay somebody to begin to do it, they come after us both physically, either whatever way, to knock it out so black folks can't see it and black folks bought into it. But I'll repeat what I said earlier, and I understand what you're saying, but there are forces jump all over us when we're trying to do it, and they organize other folks. But keep listening, Art. Thank you so much.
So let me just say this one, something you said that is very important. If we are working as a family, you cannot destroy the whole family. It's not possible because we're working on one principle, which is rebuilding family. So if Mrs.
Well, you
Tillman
know I believe in family.
Doing that, that's correct. If Mrs. Tillman is working on building the family, why would you go against her? She talked about rebuilding.
Oh, well, they put
the black family. The black family. Okay. That's the only thing that I'm saying. And I leave you with that. And what now? Black
thank,
people,
thank
God,
you.
King the black.
Thank you. Let me go back to Janice before I get off the Janice.
I agree with the art 100%, but Ms. Tillman, you won't say it, but I'm going to say it. The teachers union was after you. My congressman, Jesse Jackson Jr., was after you, too.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm gonna say
the union, see, that's when you're not free. What you got to understand, yes, but I don't hold no grudges against Junior. He just lost that doing that because God directs my path. No, Junior did lead the help, but he wasn't free enough to say no because the unions owned him.
And this is also what I'd like to say, Ms. Tillman. Everything Art's saying is correct. My grandparents didn't have no college degree, but you know what? They built their home from the bottom up. My grandmother said something that to us when we was kids, we make us laugh. She said all they do is drink it up and wet it out. Some of the alcoholics. So stop drinking that stuff and put that money aside. You can get something for yourself. And another thing here, Ms. Tillman, we need to look at Danny Davis, Robin Kelly, and Jonathan. They got all this federal money here for the immigrants. What about Markham and these other suburbs? What about Dick Smollett?
Well, wait, now, I'm not knocking. I don't know whether all three congresspeople sent the money here for the immigrants because Biden ain't doing nothing. Well, our local officials are
well, I didn't vote
money.
For him anyway because I knew he wasn't
no,
right.
But I'm
he put all
you,
them black young men in jail, but he didn't put his son in there.
Listen to me. They're hollering and crying for federal dollar. It is the local elected officials. Some of them, not all, but the most in the leadership here is doing this. Our mayor announced the money. The city council got to vote for it. The governor announced money and the state legislator. So you can't put that on
and
our three.
And the county.
Yeah.
And the county because I'm in the suburbs here.
I can't have you to put that on our three congresspeople because they ain't sent no money here yet. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Mama D.
Hallelujah. Greetings. I have three solutions, if I can say it without interruption. I'm speaking as a Jim Crow genocide survivor, Yahshua the Christ, the Messiah, that is the truth who most call Jesus said, I do not pray for the world. I pray for those that are in the world and not of it. Minister Louis Farrakhan said, the war of Armageddon has begun.
I am going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you, Mama D. Because
the solution, can I at least...
Well, do that, because we have to focus here. See, that's
the solution spiritually secede from the whole satanic system of subordination and honor the divinity days of October 16th and December 18th.
Okay.
If you are drunk with the... Number two, if you're drunk with the wine of the world and have forgotten the God of your silent tears and weary years, you have a spiritual problem, sober up. Number three, you can't be the backbone of the Democratic Party and claim that you don't vote. The problem is, in exchange for our vote, We are being treated like exiles in our own land, and we're without sanctuary due to 345 years of federal laws against us as a group of subjugated race until 1954, and all kinds of redlining, massive school closing, disproportionate arrests, police killings of black men and boys since then, and even the United Nations has condemned that. The solution, A, vacate this and stop the sanctuary laws. To let ICE do their job. B, sons of former slaves and former slave owners got to unite together at the table of peoplehood because we love the American country that we built and more than we hate each other. And finally, recall the elected officials that are representing the privileges of sanctuary settlers and seekers instead of the rights of citizens because they are putting the country at risk, and these are acts of terrorism. Now, you got any questions?
My engineer told me I got to go, and she knew. Thank you, Mama D. Okay, Taco Chicago, 69WVN, 773-591-690. We're streaming live at www.vn.com. We're on our Heart Radio. Take us up. You go to Facebook, group Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk. If you listen, if you miss us, we're gonna make up to you who listen. We got Cedric the Entertainer commercial we're going to play now, and then we're going to go into, I'll be right back, y'all. After Cedric the Entertainer commercial, then we're going to take our break, and we'll be right on back. Love you.
Webster Cultural Center, as we salute legends, leaders, and trailblazers in comedy, art, and culture. Monday, September 25th at the Harold Webster Cultural Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Honorees include Mary Lindsay, Jeff Niche, B. Cole, Denise McCollum, Tony Schofield, and Damon Williams. We're going to have a blast. Then, we'll kick the night off with Sed Talks, a spin on a fireside chat platform with one of the original kings of comedy, Cedric the Entertainer, as he shares his new book, Flipping Box Cars, and showcasing his wine collection. Leon Rogers as our celebrity host DJ, and the moderators will be Jim Alita Tillman and David Peterson, the president and executive director of the National A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter's Museum at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. We are celebrating the road to 20 years committed to children, community, and culture. See you at the theater.
See you at the theater, get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me and call for you in a conversation. We're right here at the great city of Chicago, the great WVON. We're going to continue this conversation because we got to do something before we be extinct. I'll be right back, y'all. Thank you, Mama D.
The talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. It's day one of a strike by U.S. auto workers at all three of Detroit's major car companies. Union President Sean Fain said it's the first time in their history that they're striking GM, Ford, and Stellantis at the same time. President Biden urged both sides to return to the bargaining table and dispatched White House officials to help mediate the talks. Meantime, the outer bands of Hurricane Lee are approaching southeastern New England. The National Hurricane Center says Lee remains a large hurricane with top winds of 80 miles per hour. And President Biden will visit New York City next week to address world leaders at the UN General Assembly. White House officials say he'll discuss a range of issues, including climate change and the war in Ukraine. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
I'm Terry McCready.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
A Fulton County Superior Court judge has ruled that two defendants in the 2020 election case will be tried together, Kenneth Chesbro and Sidney Powell, both attorneys who assisted former President Trump following the election, will have their October 23rd trial separate from the remaining 17 co-defendants, including Trump. Meanwhile, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis arguing before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that none of the defendants in the Georgia election racketeering case are eligible to move their cases to federal court.
A Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state.
Many of former President Trump's allies, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark, and some of the false Georgia electors have called for their cases to be shifted to federal court where a favorable judge and jury pool are more probable. Meadows' request was denied by a district court, but is under review by the 11th Circuit.
The FBI is looking into violent threats made against Fulton County officials after the arrest of former President Trump. Investigators told Channel 2 that Sheriff Pat Labatt, Willis, their families, and others have been the subject of threats since last month. Some have also been directed at their employees. Willis has stated previously that she's been threatened after the investigation into the 2020 election began 2 years ago.
A federal bond is in place for four of the five former Memphis police officers charged in the murder of Tyree Nichols. All are facing criminal charges in Nichols' traffic stop and fatal beating last January. Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith turned themselves in and had their first appearances this week. A federal judge announced a $50,000 unsecured bond, along with multiple restrictions, including surrendered passports, remaining under supervision, and prohibiting them from possessing firearms or other dangerous weapons.
Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors have agreed to a $4.75 million settlement for a black man who filed a lawsuit after a brutal beating by sheriff's deputies during a traffic stop in 2020. According to the lawsuit, Christopher Bailey was driving home from work when he was pulled over in Inglewood, dragged from his car and beaten. He reportedly sustained permanent eye damage and facial fractures. Deputies later told investigators they believed he was reaching for a weapon and struck one of them with his elbow, which Bailey's attorney has denied. Prosecutors confirmed there were no weapons recovered from the scene.
The parents of a nonverbal toddler with autism are demanding answers after surveillance video apparently showed a Dayton, Ohio public schools employee striking their son as he falls to the ground. The worker then grabs the boy by his legs and turns him upside down before another employee quickly approaches. It's unclear what led up to the encounter. Tanisha Lindsay says her 3-year-old did not deserve that, and the family said they received a video of the incident earlier this week. The family's lawyer said they have not been informed whether the employee had credentials for working with special needs children. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hey family, this is Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show on Saturdays from 11 a.m. till noon. Equal Hope focuses on health equity and in particular breast cancer. Well, this year we are excited to announce the Equal Hope Restaurant Tour. This tour will include restaurants throughout Chicago who are willing to donate revenue for one day in October toward breast cancer prevention at Equal Hope. It's reimagined awareness. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the...
Pete is happily scratching an instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. So even though the leak in his canoe turned his fishing trip into a fishing dip, Pete's walking on air because he knows anyone could win in an instant. Play today. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com.
WVON is back with its annual Family Care Expo. Join us on Saturday, September 30th at the Kroc Center, 1250 West 119th Street at 119th and Lumen. For our one-day resource fair and forum, there'll be workshops offering information important to you and your family. It's your opportunity to connect to various products and services important to living a more productive life. From housing to finances to health, it's all there at WVON's Family Care Expo. Saturday, September 30th. Keep listening for workshop details.
This is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III at Trinity United Church of Christ, located at 400 West 95th Street on the south side of Chicago. We invite you to worship here at Trinity United Church of Christ. We have three worship services, 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. Or join us on WVON during our broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. WVON.
Greetings, family. Salim Muwakil here. Please join me on the Salim Muwakil Show every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 o'clock and experience the growth of your mind muscles in real time. Check us out.
Salim Muwakil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
There is nothing as important as your health and the health of your family. UChicago Medicine knows that. So every Saturday through their Community Health Focus Hour broadcast from 1 until 2 p.m. on WVON, they cover all health topics relative to you living a better life. Their doctors, experts, hosts, and community leaders share facts and advice on how you can live healthier. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m., sponsored by UChicago Medicine at the forefront.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? More ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you.
To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org.
Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed, as our nation is, with abundant physical resources, and inspired as it should be, with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of re-employment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we salute legends, leaders, and trailblazers in comedy, art, and culture. Monday, September 25th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Honorees include Mary Lindsay, Jess Niche, B. Cole, Denise McCollum, Tony Schofield, and Damon Williams. We're going to have a blast. Then we'll kick the night off with Sed Talks, a spin on a fireside chat platform with one of the original kings of comedy, Cedric the Entertainer, as he shares his new book, Flipping Boxcars, and showcasing his wine collection. Leon Rogers as our celebrity host DJ, and the moderators will be Jim Alita Tillman and David Peterson, the president and executive director of the National A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter's Museum at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. We are celebrating the road to 20 years committed to children, community, and culture. See you at the theater.
WVON 1450. Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The present time.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
And I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. I tried to tell y'all about these difficult days. Here we are, not declaring this is our country that we built, we have a right to the resources, to be stewardship over it, whatever we got to do here. Then it made us back up. Don't participate. Don't do nothing. So you're slowly just losing everything. You're losing a lot of places, jobs. You had black folks in it, not even other folks in it. You're just losing everything. And all they got us focused on is white supremacists, systemic racism, not education, not jobs, not getting up doing something. All these jobs that we did in this country to keep the city running and the country and the state, they just don't do nothing. There's a game being played on y'all head. They got a long-range plan and we don't have a think tank. And that's what Dr. King meant. It's 7 o'clock. Whoever you are in the state, in the city, in the country, in the world, it is time to take that deep breath. Because if you understand who you are, then you're going to think a certain way, right? Come on, I got Brianna's on her own. She's doing a good job. Let's take a deep breath, Brianna. Black, 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 black. Come on. She's young, gifted, and black, and she's doing pretty good. Black, 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 black. One more time. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you, black? Is that black enough for you? Woo! Black, black, black. I'm going to do it 4 times now. You ready, right? Black enough for you? Come on, my little daughter. Is that black enough for you?
Come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. And those are the things that we grew up with and what we have to tell our children. And those are, that team got so many more speeches than what they try to push on y'all. So you're black and you're beautiful. My question, how are we going to save our community? How are we going to save? There's nothing wrong with loving your people. That don't mean you hate anybody else. But right now, we're not in such a loving mood about black children, about black people, because there's nowhere in the world would have them not educating our children. They can teach them sex. I saw a hearing on C-SPAN the other day, and the books they was reading, they said they couldn't put it on TV. C-SPAN blurred them out. And the TV said they can't do it. All that sex about how to have sex, all that, it's like gender, sex, all that stuff, but not education. My thing is, there's no think tank or no major group of black folks in discussion today about our future. Not at all. You know, we thought that we can all have three different cars instead of riding in one that we had arrived. But this man will give you, they'll give you, a loan to buy a car, but you can't get a loan to buy no land. And we're giving up. And I'm telling you, we got to keep our eyes on the CHA land. Now, they got this tent city on 115 and Halsted. I mean, it's like, I told you, I just tell y'all, all the land in the city was represented by black folks. The parks, we had all the transportation, the through streets. Just didn't understand. And I was trying to, actually he missed my earlier when I was talking, but when I was saying that those, as we move and we fight and begin to lay our stuff for black folks, these folks have a way of just coming together and squashing it because they don't want black folks. No other group where there's an organized effort to keep them out of education and economics. So why y'all looking at systemic and all the other stuff and look at these folks who are running around here saying, oh, no, you can't do that. We can't let them get together. We can't let them build this. Can't let them do that. Unless we do it and you sharecrop. It's sharecropping our entertainment, sharecropping our politics, sharecropping everything. Now, if we own it and you sharecroppers, you can do it. We your leaders, you do what we say. And they really are, there's just, I don't think we understand. And I'm going to go to the phone in a second. White folks made a decision to take Angela Mama off of the pancake box, and a few blacks joined them, not even understanding the history of Angela Mama. And her family didn't want her to be gone, but you had your little leadership who decided, and so you got to decide who is this, the racist. Then they say, we got to take, what's this black man that was on the box? Uncle Ben. They took Uncle Ben off the rice. And they took, what's the guy's name off of, Cream of Wheat. But they didn't take Little Dolly off of Little Dolly Cakes and all the little white folks. But black folks did not come up with that. Those same folks who came up had our folks out there shooting about Black Lives Matter, and they really weren't concerned because it was burning down our community to get back. Those are the people who told them to get rid of that. So anything, and our young folks just jump in there. When those of us try to tell you, and then when this woman ended up with all that money that all these folks had given her after they destroyed our community, and the poor black folks who was really dependent on it didn't get nothing. Rice and family said they didn't get, everybody said they didn't get anything because it was a game. It started at the University of Chicago, and it was, they said, to get rid of the nuclear family, black family. And we just follow stuff. You know, if you don't know where you're going, you go anywhere. This is your country. America is your country. The flag is your country. Because if it's not, don't let these folks my age tell you there ain't nothing. Because most of them either got some or they made it because of. We need to be telling our children something else. Independence Day all over the place downtown. You can't go downtown right now. If it's Independence Day, why we got to shut down town here and fly everybody else's flag? Think about it. What are they independent from? I don't care about people celebrating in their community, but it don't make sense. It's wrong. But we just traumatized, and it's easy. These folks know if they stump their feet, we're going to comply. Tin City, 115th and Halsted, they're coming for the stuff. I told you all the land was in the black community. That's where they're coming. And it's not just in Chicago for those that listen everywhere around the country. It's everywhere. Yesterday they had a fight. They had a brawl in New York so deep. Them folks said, go back. It was really deep. Y'all need to look at that. But read the stuff about Tent City. And what they gave, $34.5 million. That's not being very good steward of our money. The stewardship, that's not their money. Regardless of what the elected official makes you think. So we rich, this is our money. We do, no, you're a steward over this. And you're going to raise my taxes and cut. The mass is going to cut and raise to take care of all these illegal folks. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVN, number 773-59-6090. We're streaming live, www.vn.com, on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, and we're on group Facebook. And you get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. I'm going to go to the phone. But I'm going to put it on my Facebook page so you can look for it. We have the Choose Chicago. It's called Show Me What You Got. Choose Music, present Show Me What You Got. That's Bimmer G. Tillman, my youngest son. Not to get mixed up with the oldest one. He's in charge of our music at the theater. And what he does is he got a thing called Choose Music, present Show Me What You Got. What is Show Me What You Got? It's a talent show. It's where you come and show your talent. A lot of black folks have been coming, and they do it like I think every other month. And it's going to happen, I think, today at 7 p.m. So you can call 373-1900. Call Harry Washington Culture Center, 773-373-1900, and find out. Call Harry Washington if you got some talent. Doors open at 6. We also have, you heard about Cedric Entertainer, who's going to be at the Harold Washington Culture Center. Cedric, Jim Leighton kicking off. We got 20 years. Isn't that wonderful? Ain't God good? And we got different artists and stuff who are going to be helping us celebrate. So we're going to kick off. We're going to salute the legendary leaders and trailblazers in art and culture. Schofield, getting the Schofield, and all of them. Y'all look on Harold Washington, and y'all can see all the people we're going to be honoring and all the comics who are going to be there. And Cedric is going to have his book. And they're kicking off our 20-year that we're going to be doing from now through May, the 20th anniversary of the Harold Washington Culture Center. Okay. And don't forget, Choose Music, present You Got Talent. Show me what you got. 773-373-1900. Bimmer G. Tillman is doing that. And we got our children got a lot of talent. They've been showcasing it. 773-373-1900. Show me what you got. Tonight, doors open at 6. Okay. Let me go to the phone. I got to take a break, too. I'm about to take a break. Okay, I'll let you know what I'm going to take. Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. But I'm working with my Brianna. She's doing pretty good. So let me go to the phone. Talk of Chicago, 69, a coffee tea and a conversation with me. Right here with Dorothy Wright Tillman and coffee tea and a conversation with me. Also, Janie Bennett's funeral is Monday at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. Wake is at 10, funeral's at 11. If you want to know about her, I think she's on our website. You can read, but also she's in the Sun-Times yesterday on page 29. So let me go to the phone. Thank you for holding, Terry.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you for holding, yes.
My name is Terry. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay.
I'm rather a regular listener, and it's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you,
sir. I learn a lot from you. You have a lot of wisdom.
Thank you.
Oh, my situation is, though, I lost my mother last year, and she left me with a life estate, and my mother was 93 years old.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, thank you. And, of course, she wasn't able to keep it up as she should. She lived there by herself. This is the thing. I'm on a fixed income. I'm visually impaired. And I reached out to a couple organizations, one being the Habitat for Humanity. But people like me, that look like me, they don't want to help me.
Folks playing games. Let me tell you this, Terry. I don't understand what all of it is. I'm going to have my engineer take your number, and I'm going to call you. You can explain to me a little bit more what you're talking about. You're saying that your mother left you in a state and you need some help, right?
Yes.
I don't know who can help, but I'm going to talk to you. She's going to get your number, and I'll see if there's anybody near that can kind of help you out. I don't know what I'll do. I'm going to try, but I'm not sure I can find it. Don't hold me to it, but I'm going to see, okay?
Certainly.
Anything else?
I really would appreciate that.
Anything else before I go to the next caller?
God bless you. I enjoy your show, and I've been listening to you for quite some time. And I just want to say thank you very much. Thank you for the wisdom you share. And we'll talk later. I'm going to leave my number, and you give me a call, and I can get a little more involved.
It might not be till next week because I'm involved in a funeral and everything this
week. That's okay.
But
that's okay.
Would you get his number for me, please?
Take all the time you need, Ms. Tillman.
But thank you. Thank you so much. See, that's what I'm talking about. We have to see how people have nowhere to go. And these folks are going to get millions of dollars. They're not very good stewardship. I'm going to see, can I take one more call before I go on break? Okay, she said I can take one more before I take break. Tommy been waiting a long time. Tommy.
Ms. Tillman.
Uh-huh.
You are the last descendant of the truth. And the reason why I tell you this, Ms. Tillman, is because you were there. Ms. Tillman. I don't give a damn about these immigrants, migrants, illegal, or none of the rest of them. All these tent cities and all this stuff that's going on in this city. Ms. Tillman, you know I'm not lying when I say to you that we have been talking about this for decades. And all of the individuals before you and including you have tried with due diligence to tell the black people in the city of Chicago what our reality is. This is what our reality is now.
Tommy.
Black people
Tommy,
in the city
Tommy,
of Chicago.
Tommy.
Just 1 second, Ms. Tillman.
No, she tell me I got to go on break. I was going to put you on
go
hold.
Ahead, go ahead. I'll
put
you on
hold
me?
And take you over. Yeah, I got to go on break, though, now.
Thank you, Ms. Tillman.
Okay, you've been on hold. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number 773-5916. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Facebook. Group Facebook, get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. I got to take a two-minute break, and I'm going to come back to Tommy. And we got to keep on talking and see what we can do as a people. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. Hey, Dorothy Wright Tillman, I'll be right back. I'll be back in two or three minutes, right? Okay, don't forget to play the other one. Okay, be right back, y'all.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we salute legends, leaders, and trailblazers in comedy, art, and culture. Monday, September 25th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Honorees include Mary Lindsay, Jess Nish, B. Cole, Denise McCollum, Tony Schofield, and Damon Williams. We're going to have a blast. Then we'll kick the night off with Sed Talks, a spin on a fireside chat platform with one of the original kings of comedy, Cedric the Entertainer, as he shares his new book, Flipping Boxcars, and showcasing his wine collection. Leon Rogers as our celebrity host DJ, and the moderators will be Jim Alita Tillman and David Peterson, the president and executive director of the National A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter's Museum at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive, in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. We are celebrating the road to 20 years committed to children, community, and culture. See you at the theater.
Stabbing us in our back. Let's come back with that song, Stabbing Us in Our Back.
Barney's New Life has sea moss. Did you know that sea moss can support immune functions, weight loss, promote healthy digestion, and is known to lower blood pressure and cholesterol? Sea moss also contains 92 minerals to keep the body performing in tip-top shape. Barney's New Life offers sea moss in liquid pills, gel, raw, powder, and gummies. You can shop at Barney's New Life Health Store or online. Stop by 3141 West Roosevelt Road or visit nlhealthchicago.com. That's nlhealthchicago.com.
You can also call 773-762-1090, 773-762-1090. Barney's New Life is still Chicago's alkaline water headquarters. Alkaline water is still $1 per gallon. BPA-free containers available for purchase. Visit Barney's New Life for a new you.
U Chicago Medicine brings expert primary and urgent care close to home with locations throughout Chicagoland. Our new walk-in urgent care locations give you access to a variety of services for adults and children 7 days a week, no appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, convenient hours and online scheduling make it easy to find a primary care provider to partner in your health. Whether you need it at this moment or for the moments to come, find care near you at uchicagomedicine.org.
New in September, it's a Vaughn TV exclusive series. Check out The Recession. Watch as a female hustler takes over her boyfriend's business when he goes to prison. But when he comes home, he finds out the streets are different, and so is his girlfriend. If you like Trap Queens, you are going to love The Recession. Then watch the family-friendly Hidden Orchard. Watch two crafty teenagers solve the mystery of break-ins of Airbnb and their middle-class neighborhood. You're not going to believe the culprits. And there's new Journey Stories on demand featuring astronaut Victor Glover and Ariel Investments founder, Chicago's own John Rogers. Watch Vaughn TV on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV Plus, or on any mobile device at VON.TV or on WVON's new app. Tell your friends about one of the fastest growing digital streaming networks in the country. Vaughn TV is our culture on purpose.
Vaughn TV's Thursday night of premieres kicks off in October, powered by McDonald's.
WVON is back with its annual Family Care Expo. Join us on Saturday, September 30th at the Croc Center, 1250 West 119th Street at 119th and Lumen for our one-day resource fair and forum. There'll be workshops offering information important to you and your family. It's your opportunity to connect to various products and services important to living a more productive life. From housing to finances to health, it's all there at WVON's Family Care Expo. Saturday, September 30th. Keep listening for workshop details.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweat, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III at Trinity United Church of Christ, located at 400 West 95th Street on the south side of Chicago. We invite you to worship here at Trinity United Church of Christ. We have 3 worship services, 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. Or join us on WVON during our broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
What they do?
Yeah.
them folks telling y'all they with you? Hey, stabbing you in your back and taking your land, taking your jobs and all this stuff and say, hey, y'all, just be good to me because I'm going to be good to you. Hey, give me, I tell you, woo! That's them folks who are directing you. I tell them all the time, I work with all people, but you ain't leave me. You can work with me on the side of me, not in my back neither. Hey, y'all, who that sound like? Back, y'all. South of Chicago, 6900-993-591-6900. We are streaming live. www.bun.com on iHeartRadio. And if you miss us, go to Blog Talk. Just type in Coffee Tea, y'all. They tearing them up in New York, y'all. Hey, y'all, what they doing? Hey, y'all, that's what's going on with black folks right now. We're being led by other folks. First of all, either they're not descendants of enslaved blacks in America. That's some other folks. Or, and you thinking they black and you ready to die for them, and they got another agenda. Or, it's these other folks, these liberals smiling in your face. They take you off course, and once they take you off course, then they zoom in. I tell you, we can do, hey, we're God people, and if all we got to do is turn to our God and our silent tears, weary years, God will guide us, but we got to get, see, we don't turn away from God. They even talked us out of that. Tell them to go to some satanic schools and all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Last thing I want to tell y'all. Today is Men's Day at Liberty. If you got a son and you a man, go on by from 11 to 2. They're going to have a ball up in there. I wish I could go peep. You know, I spoke for Women's Day, and this weekend is Men's Day. And, they, you know, we have a whole weekend. And so they got the men today from 11 to 2. If y'all not doing nothing, check it out. I got a great pastor. We trying to do what we got to do here. And we working on some things that you're going to be seeing. But go on by. And then tomorrow, if you got a son and you haven't been to church, come on by and visit us from 11 to 2. I mean, from 11 to 12 on 49th and King Drive, Liberty Baptist Church. Bring your son on by. Now, I'm going to go to the phone because I'm going to try to clear the phone up. Y'all got a minute. We just kind of had to get stuff together here, so it won't be long. Okay, y'all. We're back, okay? Let me get this off. Who is D? D? D?
Good morning.
Good morning. We got to be fast now because I got 15 minutes.
Thank you so much for taking my call. You know, that was a great extension of assistance that you gave the previous caller. I just don't understand how people can come here legally and demand all of these rights and these services, and they get them.
Because, hey, the squeak is oil, because they just think that we're stupid. You shut up. You join in with it. We give millions of dollars. We tax you. And black folks, that's why I love Jessam to death, but when I saw them yesterday, last week, having a press conference for the migrants, these illegal immigrants, hey, I'm telling you now, we got to stand up. People can't ride your back if it's not bent. We allow
this. Right.
And you got
That's
all these
right.
people in place now. These other folks are running our government and running our country. That's how they get it.
And also, aren't we in violation of the Constitution when it comes to this immigration?
Of course they are. Of course they are. But they don't give a damn. They finna make them be police officers and do everything else, vote for this. Of course they are. But they're too busy making you look at white supremacists and systemic racism and democracy. Look over here while I do this to you. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all, I got to go back to Tommy now. Everybody, we on a minute. We got a minute. And I'll try to answer you. We don't have that much time today. Tommy, I'm back to you.
Miss Tillman, to that gentleman who called in about the estate, he needs to call, he needs to listen in on WBON to Miss Robin and Ativa is at 3 o'clock because they have the law hour. I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. He knows, but he's an estate lawyer and he's
okay,
on.
Okay, but he might not practice in Cincinnati. You have to have license to practice.
Right. So very quickly, I have the spirit of a Mandingo warrior. I say this, Ms. Tillman, because I don't think individuals understand the seriousness of what you just pointed out with the fact that we have nowhere to go and that since I am a descendant of slaves who were thrown in the bottom of boats I don't even know what my family tree line, and I have tried, honestly, Ms. Tillman, to find out exactly where I came from and all the rest
right
of it.
Right now, you better go to Mississippi, get your flag, get your land, because they're taking that too, Tommy. Don't have long
coming. Watch this. Here's where I'm at. I've been here in this country. It's time for the black people in this country to have the spirit of Mandingo Wars and stand your ground. I wish one of them immigrants, migrants, illegal, would come over in my community.
They might be.
We need to stop crying, Ms. Tillman. You need to stop telling these people, stop crying, implement arts, community code of conduct, and for the love of God.
Love
the
of
seventh
God.
Principle of Kwanzaa is our new national anthem.
I gotta tell them I love you, call me next week.
I love you, Ms. Tillman.
You're
the last descendant of the truth. You are the last descendant.
I gotta go, Tommy. I love you. I love you so much, Tommy. But I'm gonna try to empty this board before I go, y'all. Okay. Katie. You got a minute.
Hi. For Tommy, we have a Chicago chapter of the African-American genealogy group in Chicago.
Okay.
So if he connect with that, they will help him.
Okay. What else?
I agree with everything that you said this morning. It's very important. I can't understand how we spend $30,000 per student and we are not getting the education that our children deserve.
Well, if you go back and read what the president – of the teacher you said last week, you see, she said everything we've been saying how bad the schools are. That's why you can't get it. And if black folks don't stand up to make sure our children read and write and have signs and all this other stuff, these other kids are getting it. We're failing our children, Katie.
Yes, they are. And one thing, it starts with the food. The food in the schools are
garbage. Garbage.
And the parents, I don't know, the parents got to fight. You know, I'm a grandparent.
What I want you to do to me, Katie, you got a lot to say. Next week you wake up early because we need to finish this discussion, okay?
Okay, one more point. I was in that mess downtown. It was horrible. We need to call the mayor and our alderman.
Look, waving their flag. They don't let them back. If you're north of the river, you can't come. Waving their flag, tearing up everything. Independence, go back where you came from. Katie, call me next week. Let's complete. To be continued.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I tell you. Chester, who is this? Chestine? Celeste?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Ms.
Tillman. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Thank you, Celeste.
Yes, thank you too.
I know y'all having a ball in Minnesota with them darn immigrants. They're taking over everything.
I see them all over everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you for being a whistleblower for the black community, because everything you all said today is on point, you know, and all of your callers, they were good. I thank God
for you, Celeste, live in Minnesota, y'all.
I'm from Chicago, though.
I know you are, but I'm telling you, Eli Umla done took all over. She done took over with those Somalians and got black folks acting. Celeste, call me next week. I love you. Thank you for visiting my church when you was in town. Last week. Thank you so much. God bless
you.
Thank
you too. God bless you back.
She was in town 2 weeks ago and she visited my church. I thank her. Henry, put my son on the line. Henry. Henry, how you doing, my brother?
How you doing, Sister Tillman?
I'm all right. I'm fired. I'm telling you, this week after, hey, descendants of enslaved blacks in America better wake up. This is our country.
Real quick, we need to save and preserve our black institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Our HBCUs have been going down since Biden took the funding away that Trump gave
before people even realized that.
Next weekend, they're having a Latin Expo at Malcolm X College.
Yeah, a Latin Expo. You know why? Because all of the schools, all this stuff over there, our children are not in there because they're not qualified hardly to get those programs. And they wake up earlier next week to call me so that you wake up early next week so that you can call me and we can talk more. I hope you go to our men's day at our church at Liberty. We got something going on 11 to 2 today, and then we got tomorrow. Thank you, Henry. Okay. Brianna, let me get this last call. Anita, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Good morning. Malcolm X College, huh? How about that? Well, we're going to hold them accountable for everything that the slaves had to do to get what they needed. So, and I want to go to Mexico and China and all these places, the same benefits when I come over there with whatever I want to do, drinking and going crazy. All right. And they better let me in or else it's not fair.
Well, go on over there, Anita.
To know.
Go on over there. Go over there and get them, Anita.
I'm just saying, they need to know. You can't come here, but we can't come there. What kind of hospitality
is that? Let me
tell
you what have happened is this. You know, we fought for Malcolm X. Y'all need to go to Malcolm X. Hey, I'm not blaming these folks who's taking advantage of all these programs. Malcolm X have one of the best medical programs it is for LPN, for RN, for dental assistants. They got the best. And a lot of these children, what they're doing is they're learning over there while they're in high school from selective course. They're doing that, and then they go in. Our children who are not having math, science, and nothing else are not that many in the program. All the stuff we built, we gave up. That's what I was trying to say. We gave up on it. That we used to be the steward of this country, and we don't let somebody trick us with systemic and supremacist, and they're making a lot of money off this mess while we going under.
Dorothy.
Yeah.
I stayed home because I studied math and science in school.
Mm-hmm.
I was an honor student.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I made sure my children learned. I wasn't in somebody else's country knocking them out the way so that I could steal a blessing from them. You can't get blessed unless you're doing the right things for the blessing. And can't forget that, people. God will not reward them unless they honor him first. And they have to honor the people that made that opportunity available, which was the civil rights community in this North America right here.
Thank you.
Take care, Dorothy.
Thank you. Look, y'all, we don't want over a lot of stuff that they're down there. Y'all be careful going downtown. I don't want y'all to get in no trouble. Did you find my song? Okay, this is my country. Okay, we'll do it. That's what I'm going to go out with. Okay, we got Brianna here. I want to thank y'all. I'm going to put my son on talk about Choose Music in a second, my last few minutes. But I want to thank y'all for listening to me this morning. Wake up. We're going to talk. We're going to be continued next week because we got to do something here. We got to save our children, save our babies, save our people. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, we got to save our community. Today, if you're wrong, from 11 to 2, we got men with their sons and stuff at Liberty with our pastor Andrew Hunt Jr. Can't make it that? Tomorrow is Men's Day, and we want you to bring your sons to church tomorrow at Liberty from 11 to 12. And if you cannot make it, go on YouTube, okay, or Facebook. Now, nobody really get a chance to talk to my son, hear him that much. He was on when I was in the hospital once. He's the one running all that operation up there with the music, all that stuff at the Harold Washington. I called him on because I want him to take 2 or 3 minutes to talk about what we got going on this week. I got to make sure I get the right line. Which one is it? Okay, right here. Okay. Is that you? Hey, my son.
Hey.
Okay, this is Bimaji Tillman, my youngest son, the one that reparation song y'all been listening to. He wrote that song for his mama. They played, they did that song. But Bimaji, I was trying
to
explain, and you got a few minutes, I think about 2 minutes, to tell us, I'll tell you when to cut off, what you're doing and how we're doing Choose Music. Show me what you got. Tell us about it.
Show Me What You Got Chicago is a talent showcase that we're using to filter out all the talent here in Chicago. It's a talent show that we do here yearly, right? So today is round 3. So the winner of today competes against the winner of March and July, and then they all go for the showdown in November, which would be the last, you know, which would be the showdown. And then the winner gets their own concert. But we're working with all of the contestants as they come out. So you're going to see one of the contestants who didn't win, but we worked with him, because we try to find new artists to deal with and work with.
So this is part of that preserve and protect that Black rich culture, which the Harold Washington Culture Center is about. And so have this every 3 months, every 2 months, or whatever. How often do you have it, huh?
March, July, September, and then the winner of those rounds compete in November for their concert in February. Then we start back over in March, and then the winner of the March show and the July show and the September show all compete every November.
And it's show what you got, Chicago.
Yes,
tell me about some of the artists that you've had, some of the young folks. I saw one young lady. She wore it, and she was at one of the performances we had at Harold Washington afterwards. She was nervous, but she did good. So tell me about some of the performers that you've had, some of the children and young folks who've come from our community that shows what they had.
It's amazing. She's 16 now. And the winner of the one that just won in July, it's actually her homecoming. So she's going to come in and open the show up, and then she has to hurry up to her homecoming, and then we're going to kick everything off after she performs. But, it's amazing. You know, these kids are really, really good. They just need an opportunity to get on stage and showcase themselves.
Go on. I want to thank you, Bimiji, for all that you do. What they don't know is that the whole summer you work with children, youth from our community, teaching them music and letting them record. Tell me what you did with some of these young folks this summer at the Harold Washington Culture Center.
We teach them everything about production, everything from stage production to studio production, how to set up the sound system and how to run a sound system, how to run a recording studio. We teach these kids all those things. It's amazing.
It was amazing what you did with these children this summer. It was just I want to thank you, and I want people to come out tonight. And how much is it to get there?
It's $10. That's
$10.
It.
$10. We keep it low, and that's to help defray some of the costs. It's $10. Y'all come out and support our children since y'all talking this mess, and come on out and support what we're doing. It's only $10, and that helps defray the costs. And come on out. That could take care of y'all pop for the day. You know, you going over to McDonald's, going somewhere getting that Chipotle for the day. Take your Chipotle money to Harold Washington Culture Center. And for more information, 773-373-1900. Bimji, I want to thank you for all that you do with our
children. The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. I'm sorry, Miami, to cut you off.
That's all right, baby. But I want to thank you for all that you do with our children. This is my son that y'all really don't hear that much about. He's playing that music. You heard him in this seat when I was in the hospital. He's good. And on behalf of the children in Chicago, and on behalf of your mother and Jim Alita, you and your sister hanging together, I want to thank you. And this song is for you. Start this song. Thank you, Bimmy. You keep listening. I love you. $10, 773-373-1900. Bring your children. Show them what you got. Love you, son. This is our country. See you later, son. Hey, y'all. Curtis Mayfield gonna tell y'all about it.
Some people think
Woo!
To say it's my
turn. Come on, Curtis Mayfield. And then Precious.
Before they give in,
Jerry Butler now.
Then say it's my turn.
Tell them. One of my callers called a few weeks ago and had me play that. It's for you if you listen. Hey.
A slave driver sweat and wealth on my land. This is my country.
It's my country and I ain't giving it up. Y'all fools. Hey, hey, and people my age telling you, ain't yours. Where you going? These folks got currency, and they got country, and they got their flag all over downtown. What you gonna weigh?
Too many
hey, the red, white, and blue is mine. I don't know about y'all, but I have folks who died.
For me to go second class.
Come on!
We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know.
You like that?
That you'll raise up the land. And I know you will give consideration.
Consideration.
Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation?
Hey.
This is my country.
It's our country. See, this is the kind of music we had back doing that.
Ooh. This is my country.
Hey, see, that's the kind of music we was giving our children. Letting them know they can do anything. Because is there. Don't y'all forget Wednesday, the day at Liberty from 11 to 2. And also tomorrow, bring your son to church. They need to know God. That's all. Until next week, y'all, don't forget Ms. Bennett, Janie Bennett, who's the board, one of our board members of the Harold Washington Culture Center, passed away in Texas. Beaumont, Texas. She was with her son. They're here. The service is tomorrow. Wake is at 10. The service is at 11. We miss her. We're going to miss her. We miss her now. But we're going to put her on that stage, and we're going to carry her up out of here. We love Ms. Bennett. So just remember that to Monday is Ms. Bennett's celebration of life. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman saying, Reparations Now. Song written by Bemidji, the one that's just got off the phone. He wrote that for his mama during the time I was doing the repair of the damage. And we have got to understand that we have to be structured. They done played with it, so they don't have to give it to you. We're gonna continue this discussion next week. I'm going to get Dr. Anderson on the phone. If not next week, the following week, I'm going to see, can I get him? So we need to continue the discussion.
And brutality in this slavery.
Yeah.
Is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language.
Come on, that was Bemidji. Tim wrote that for his mama when I did that ordinance when I was in city council.
They cut children.
Half a twang, baby. Half a twang.
My hands rough. My forefathers hands.
Playing
God
an instrument. Hey.
To be a field hand by another white man.
Mr. President.
I'm here to represent for mine. And for the Africa in which you raped and left behind. Draining her natural resource. So do her people pay remorse. Or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my
and we maintain it, we built it. We're descendants of enslaved blacks in America. We maintain it, we built it. With the white Anglo-Saxons, the white Anglo-Saxons, which they don't want y'all to know about. But this is our country. Is it over now? Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman. See you next week. Reparations time. Thank you, Brianna. You did a great job. Bring that commercial up.
Beat me till defenseless. You did this for 400 plus. And the bottom of your ships and at the back of your bus, you'll find us with a black face embedded in stuff. Survivor us of America's clutch. Enough is enough. Give us such a just shooting villains. If we configured for every crime that was committed and every bigot that got acquitted. And meanwhile, and on exhibit was a black neck from a tree.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we salute legends, leaders, and trailblazers in comedy, art, and culture. Monday, September 25th at the Harold Washington.